Well, welcome everybody to the first Friday of the month, Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your host today. We have been holding this once a month meditation for the waters for 8 years now. We started back in 2014, and if
wow.
you're interested at any time in doing a meditation for the oceans, go to the website, globalwaterhealing.org, and you'll find all of those meditations listed there. There's more than 80 of them online. So it's a really beautiful resource and a great way that you can spend a half hour giving back to the waters of the planet. What I'm going to do today is a little bit different than usual. I'm going to introduce our meditation leader, Linda, and then before she starts with the meditation, I'm going to do a little quick thing first. Just to let you know, I live on the west coast of Florida, and we're having another really bad red tide here. And up in Tampa, they've already removed over 1,500 tons of dead fish and animals from the beach. And just this week, they removed 10 tons off of just our county beach, which is 10 miles long. So that gives you an idea of the scope of what's happening. And so after I introduce Linda, I'm going to start the meditation with a little focus on the red tide here, and then I'm just going to give it right over to Linda, and she'll just pick it up from there and do whatever it is she's going to do today. So just so you know, it's going to be a teeny bit different. So what to say about Linda Shea? Woo! She's a good friend of mine. And Linda's been part of this global water healing group from the very beginning. And I don't think it would be here if it wasn't for her and her business partner, David, who have helped me again and again with the website or filling in as host when I'm out of town. And so Linda is just a really big part of this. And, you know, she's also a trailblazer in the evolution of human consciousness, really. And she's a pioneer in the field of dolphin energy healing. And I think it's been over 20 years now that Linda's been collaborating with that pan-universal dolphin consciousness and trying to help humans heal their hearts and transform their consciousness and find their joy. And this whole thing started way back in around 1996 when Linda had a profound awakening with the spinner dolphins in Hawaii. And through that, she's had a blended human-dolphin consciousness. And as a result of this whole journey, dolphin has created like a spiritual blueprint that allows other people to receive this gift from the dolphins. And it's described really as a new spiritual path for humanity. And Linda calls it the dolphin attunement journey. And when you go through this series of seven dolphin attunements, humans emerge living, they're embodiments of human-dolphin consciousness. So in addition to the dolphin attunement journey, Linda's trained over 100 certified dolphin energy practitioners around the world. And she offers dolphin energy healing sessions and in-person retreats and classes. And she tells her remarkable story of her awakening with the dolphins in her book, Dolphin Love, From Sea to Land. So if you haven't read that, definitely pick it up. And she also contributed the opening chapter to Dolphins and Whales Forever, which is a book that I also have a chapter in. So, as Linda said earlier, we're intersecting pods here. There's a group of us that keep meeting up again and again in different places. So is there anything new going on, Linda, that you want to share with us?
Well, there's a lot new going on, Mary. Thank you for that, by the way. I love how you just, you know, make these introductions really personal and fresh. So thank you for that. There's a lot new going on. I'm not in the position yet to be able to announce anything, but I will say that a project that David and I have had in our hearts to create for many, many, many years is finally gaining traction. And I think that now's the time that we're going to be really coming out with a virtual version of the Dolphin School that we traveled and taught for from between 2003 to 2011. We're finally, that's starting to happen. So if that is intriguing to anybody, the best thing to do is to go onto our website, dolphinity.com, and add your name to our email list, and you'll receive announcements about that as that starts to drip out. So I'm very excited about that. Very excited about that. Yeah.
That is very exciting.
But Mary, before you do your thing, so this is kind of the day for doing things a little differently. A few weeks ago, I was starting to prepare for this, for leading this meditation. And normally, I don't prepare. I'm just open in the moment to what comes through. But I was really just being with water. How can we serve? You know, how can just what wants to come through? And I'm a voracious reader, and I was looking for a new book to read. And the one that I have not read yet, that I'll bet a number of people on this call have probably read at some point in your life, is the Lord of the Rings. I never read the Lord of the Rings before. So I started reading the Lord of the Rings, and very shortly into this book came this little limerick by the hobbits that is all about water, that's just meant to lighten our hearts and make us giggle, but also it brings in such a celebration of water. So I was guided to read this first and just bring this lightness and this joy and this play into our hearts as we go into what really is very serious work with healing with the waters, but we can do it with a light heart. So let me read this little limerick, and then, Mary, they're all yours.
Great. Okay, cool.
Okay, so these little hobbits are coming back from, they've been traveling, and they're all muddy and exhausted, and they arrive where they're arriving. I'm going to read the paragraph before the limerick starts. Mary and Fatty went into the kitchen on the other side of the passage and busied themselves with final preparations for a late supper. Snatches of competing songs came from the bathroom, mixed with the sound of splashing and wallowing. They're preparing to bathe. The voice of Pippin was suddenly lifted up above the others in one of Bilbo's favorite bath songs. Sing hey for the bath at close of day that washes the weary mud away. A loon is he that will not sing. Oh, hot water is a noble thing. Oh, sweet is the sound of falling rain and the brook that leaps from hill to plain. But better than rain or rippling streams is water hot that smokes and steams. Oh, water cold we may pour at need down a thirsty throat and be glad indeed. But better is beer if drink we lack and water hot poured down the back. Oh, water is fair that leaps on high in a fountain white beneath the sky. But never did fountain sound so sweet as splashing hot water with my feet. So let's all, you know, pop into our bathtubs and just be in this glorious experience and relationship with water to lead into what happens next.
Great. Thanks, Linda. That's really fun. Okay, so let's move into our meditation space. So close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. And just center yourself and feel your consciousness becoming calm and relaxed. And let yourself go deeper and deeper to that place of stillness inside. Another deep breath. And now bring to mind the Gulf of Mexico. It's that body of water that stretches between the eastern shore of Texas and the western shore of Florida. It goes all the way north to Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. This is a body of water that needs our help. Just south of Louisiana is a huge dead zone, and the northern Gulf is still suffering from an oil spill a few years ago, and the eastern Gulf along the Florida coast is full of red tide. So let's call upon the element of air to move that red tide out into the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. So connect with the Deva of the air, or the element of air, or the winds of Florida. Now ask this being to blow strongly from east to west in the Gulf of Mexico. And let these winds move the red tide far out into the middle of the Gulf. See the winds blowing the reddish water far, far away from the shore, 500 miles away. And ask the wind to continue to blow until the red tide has moved far away and dissipated from the shoreline. And now open your heart and allow healing, light, and love to flow out to the Gulf of Mexico. See it lighting up from the east to the west, the north to the south, and keep pouring love and healing energy into the water. See it in its pristine, vibrant, healthy state, full of life, in perfect balance and harmony. The entire Gulf of Mexico is beginning to sparkle and glow with our healing light and love. Now reach into your pocket and you'll find an object there that you can place in the gulf that will continue sending love and healing energy into the water forever. Look at that object. Bless it. And place it in the water, knowing that it will continue this work. See your object radiating light and love to the water. And whenever you want, you can return to this space and supercharge that object so that it continues radiating that light and love into the Gulf of Mexico. So now I'm going to turn this over to Linda.
That was so beautiful, Mary. Thank you so much. Let's be present with this beautiful field of oneness, of healing, of goodness that Mary guided us to create together. Feel the fullness in your heart. Feel your connection to the beloved water, element of water. And to the whole natural world that exists on our beautiful planet Earth. And there is one realm that's stepping forward to join us in co-creating a healing flow of love for the waters of this planet. This is a realm, one of the other many realms, that is dependent upon an abundant, clean source of water for its thriving and survival. And that is the Flower Kingdom. We welcome the overlighting Deva of the Flower Kingdom into the space. And every flower imaginable joins us with such joy, with such anticipation and gratitude to be recognized and brought in this co-creative way. So I invite us all simply to be open, to feel your open heart, feel your energy field open, and we are all magnetizing to us the perfect combination and array of a floral lei that's simply forming around your neck and shoulders. So feel yourself receiving this gift. And a wreath of flowers is being placed on your head, on your crown. And we relax into this beautiful dance and harmonizing of your human frequency and all of the qualities and flavors and colors of love that you uniquely bring and embody to Earth. as they dance and weave and harmonize with these exquisite flowers that are now draped upon your body. And all of us join together in a beautiful circle of human and flower love, light. And in our midst is the waters of planet Earth. The healing frequencies are pouring through us abundantly, naturally, joyfully. And the waters of Earth open to deeply, deeply receive this gift. All of life within these waters are being touched and healed and blessed. We are being invited to bring our hands to our womb space, to our second chakra. And feeling the birth of the newness of clean, clear water that is vibrant and filled with life and life force. That seed of manifestation is being nurtured inside all of our womb spaces, men and women. And with our healing hands placed over our bellies, we are nurturing the seed of that vision, of that reality. And as within, so without. We are going to rest in silence and allow these frequencies to work there, the healing magic. Mother Earth is so very grateful to each and every one of us for your presence and your participation. We witness as the waters of Earth lighten, brighten, transform. Renew. Spring back to life. And there is such rejoicing in the realm, all of the realms of nature. The trees are dancing. The animals are rejoicing. The rocks are swelling with the water that resides within them. The earth is drinking in this richness. All of the life in the oceans and the rivers and the lakes and the streams and the ponds. And breathing deeply. Feeling relief and release with this renewal of this water that is their world, that is their home. They are soaking in this human love and they're soaking in the joy of the flower kingdom. The radiance, the beauty, and the delight that flowers bring. We feel ourselves, every cell in our bodies, tingling. We feel fluidity of movement inside of us, bringing healing frequencies through all parts of our bodies. All of life on earth is receiving a blessing through this co-creation and this expression of healing love. The healing light is growing and growing. Encompassing our planet. Enveloping the atmosphere of Earth. And bringing cleansing and clearing to the moisture that is in the atmosphere. That falls down as rain. All is being cleansed and purified. With gentleness, sweetness, and grace. Our heart spaces are feeling fuller and fuller and bigger as more and more of this healing love flows through. expanding even more, allowing even more divine love, divine light to flow into the waters through our hearts, through the totality of your being. Calling forth divine perfection. Flow is softening and lightening. The waters of earth are saturated with this exquisite healing love and light. All of us are saturated with this exquisite healing love and light. And this exquisite healing love and light extends as far as we can see and sense. And we'll continue to bless the waters of earth and all of life on earth with healing, with transformation, in service to the return of our divine blueprint of divine perfection on earth. It exists within us, it always has, and it always will. It's simply a matter of calling it forth, feeding it with our energy and our attention and our intention, and joining together as one with beautiful open hearts and open minds. The dolphins are always talking to me about unity, community, that is where we are headed on Earth, and it is the big picture outcome of my work with the dolphins, is creating unity, community on Earth. And we did that today together. And let us all rest in the beautiful feeling, the deliciousness of this field. We receive now the gratitude from the waters for all of our presence, all of this love. receive the gratitude of Mother Earth. The flower kingdom for welcoming them into this field of co-creation. Let's bring our awareness back to our bodies now. Giving yourself loving touch, feeling your body resting on the surface, the chair that you are sitting on or the floor that you're lying on, feeling your connection to the earth underneath you. Acknowledge yourself for being here today, for spending some of your precious time in gathering in service to the healing of the waters of earth. I thank you. Mother Earth thanks you. And we are complete.
Wow, thank you, Linda. That was beautiful. We've never had the flower kingdom show up before.
I know. They were so cool. Excited.
Oh, that's so fun. And, boy, I was heaping those flowers on me. My crown kept getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, yay.
You know, I thought of more flowers. Oh, I need some of those and some of those. It was kind of like, like Marge Simpson's hair or something, you know.
I can't get enough flowers. I'm inhaling them this year. Mom's garden is just wild, and it's just like I am just drinking them in as never before.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's why they showed up today.
They are, for sure.
Yeah. Well, by some coincidence, I'm about to go water the flowers in the garden.
Oh, good, good, Tom. Awesome. How much love are your extra love are your flowers going to receive from you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, is there anybody else who would like to share something with Linda or ask a question?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Hi, thanks. This is Bonnie Blue. Hi, I love
Hi,
you.
Hi, Bonnie.
All.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Mary. Hi, everyone. It was interesting when you said drinking in the flowers, Linda, because I felt the water within the flowers, and they show me, like, the dew on them, but then they all showed me that they were water, and they were doing this incredible dance, almost like the seaweed dance you do with us sometimes, and it just is...
Yeah.
Beautiful energy of swirl of their fragrance and their love and their light and the water, that they are also made up of water. So I just wanted to add that was so beautiful to bring in that.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Bonnie Blue. I love that. Yes.
And I also saw, Mary, I saw a beautiful, huge crystal in the Gulf of Mexico spreading light. That was a gift there. So, all love. Thank you both. And thank you, flowers, and thank you, water, and thank you, earth.
Thank you, Bonnie Blue.
All love.
There's somebody else. Just star 6, and that will unmute yourself.
Mary?
Yes.
It's Lisa.
Hi.
Holmes. Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
It's so good to hear your voice again. I was missing you. Thank you both for that just gorgeous meditation. I just have to say that I put glitter, white glitter, in the Gulf of Mexico because that's what appeared in my pocket.
Oh.
And Linda, I started laughing out loud because when you said something about putting the flowers on your head, I had already a giant daisy on my head.
Oh, Luisa, I love that, a giant daisy. That's beautiful.
I was like, well, I guess I'll put it on my head. And then you said,
talk about a joy flower, too. Daisy is such a joy flower.
Aw, that's perfect.
Yes.
I didn't think to integrate other flowers. I just was working with Daisy today.
Yeah. So. Beautiful.
So thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you both.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for sharing that, Louise. I love that.
Yeah. This is Lenny.
Hi, Lenny.
Hi. I live in Colorado, and the wildflowers here have been off the charts. And so I was taken into the core of so many beautiful, resilient, singing flowers. And it was a wonderful extension of experiences I've had this summer, being with them, lying with them with my arms out, looking up at the sky, or with beautiful mountains in the background, or my dog lying down and just being with them. So thank you for this very timely and exquisite new adventure in this group. Thank you.
Thank you, Lenny. The cauliflower, Crested Butte, right, is the wildflower national city of the United States or something. The wildflowers in Colorado just bring me so much joy. I miss them so much. So I'm so glad that you were there, Lenny, and you brought that energy into the field today. Thank you so much, and I'm jealous.
they wanted to be with us for sure.
Awesome.
And so, yes.
Fabulous.
For anyone who's new here today, this is one of the most beautiful things I think about this group is that every month the meditation is different. There are different leaders, different things come in, and so there's never a repeat. So when people are saying, oh, the flowers, this is a whole, we haven't done this before. It's just something Linda brought in today. So just know that if you come back again and again, it will always be different. It's always a new adventure.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else that would like to share something? Star 6.
Hi, it's Jillian from Tucson. And
Jillian.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you both, Mary and Linda, very much. This is my first time here, and having recently returned from Bimini, I had this just powerful experience this morning, for which I'm so grateful, because I have wanted to be able to find ways to contribute, to give back to the dolphins who give so much, as you both know, and excuse me, and I just felt it deep in my body today, this gift to be able to give back to their home. And like you, Linda, who lives in the desert, and I know Becky's from Tucson too, I'm a desert dweller, and so this enriched my perspective even more about the ocean and I'm just grateful to be able to give back in this way. So thank you both so much for this.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're
for
so
being
welcome,
here.
Jillian. Indeed.
Yeah. Anybody else before we wrap it up?
I have one more thing. This is Becky.
Hello.
Sure, go ahead.
Can you hear me? It's Becky in Tucson. When I was in Bimini, I met a lovely couple from the Netherlands who has a virtual dolphin therapy program, and yes. I now own that program. And every single day, I have a dolphin meditation time, and it's changed the way I look at every single day of my life. It's been just
wow.
Amazing. Thank
wow.
you. This was a great experience to you. Yeah. So
oh, you. Becky, fantastic. Fantastic. Thank
going.
You for sharing that. Awesome. Awesome.
Hi,
and I think someone else had wanted, yeah, someone else is here too.
Hi. Sorry. Yeah, it's kind of, I'm in a beautiful altered state.
is, yay.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, I can talk. Hi, this is Karen, and this is my second time with you. I think I saw you in, I joined you in May and said, oh, I'm going to do it every month. And so this is only my second time. I've missed it for a couple months. And I'm so glad that I was called to be with you today. I also want to note, I'm Karen from the East Coast. I heard someone said hello, Karen, from the West Coast, so from Oregon. So I'm glad we're represented east to west. I thought that was nice. And I had such a profound experience. Maybe just give you a couple highlights. And thank you both so much. This is so powerful for me. In the middle, I had a huge burst of tears and cleansing and healing, which I always feel is a huge frequency shift, like when it comes over like a wave, mm-hmm. and then you get calm. So I feel like what I contributed, obviously, is raising the frequencies of the water through the group, but then there's also a personal frequency shift. It's like a, you know, the microcosm and the macrocosm, the different levels of the spiral. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it was huge healing all around. Mm-hmm. And the first meditation with the Gulf was so powerful, and I've been both in Texas and Florida physically on those beaches, and mm-hmm. I felt so connected. And I've also swam with dolphins in the Keys many years ago, so that connection is with me. And I felt while we were doing the healing with the wind in the Gulf, there was this amazing vesica piscis, the two circles, spheres joined in the center of the Gulf. And I had actually drawn a picture from a meditation maybe like a month ago of a particular vesica piscis with this healing vortex in the middle, which that middle is like a mardola. It's a healing vortex. Mm-hmm. And I felt that giant structure in the middle of the Gulf, and it was just churning, and we were healing, and we're fueling it with our human consciousness of love. So it was very, very vivid. And then I'm going to jump forward to the flowers. I've been so more connected to flowers in the past month than I ever have in my life. And I thought I was going to grow flowers this year, and I ended up not growing flowers. I ended up spending time in nature with wildflowers and enjoying flowers that other people have planted. Mm. And then with the flowers, I saw giant, what another person had shared is I was very, very aware of the water and the flowers and the water in our body and the water in the Gulf and the water in the plant and the water in everything. So it was just so powerful. I think that's when the tears rushed in, and I just felt the cleansing. And then you had mentioned the human elixir of love that we offer, and that also contributed to the tears and the cleansing, because we get so caught up in what's wrong with humans. Mm-hmm. And if we drop all the narrative and just say, yes, there's some past where we've harmed or whatever, but that time is over now. We can just bring this elixir of love in and heal it all.
Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, beautiful, wow. Karen. Thank you yeah. so much. Thank
That's
you so
great.
Much.
Well, I think it's time to wrap this up for today.
Okay.
For those of you who are interested, the virtual dolphin swim stuff that Becky was talking about is thedolphinswimclub.org. You can check out what they have on their website. It's a really, mm-hmm. really cool thing. Next month, September 3rd, the meditation will be led by Takara Scheller. And she's somebody a lot of us know. She was the editor and the person who pulled together the whole Dolphins and Whales Forever. So we have her to thank for that. Oh, I just feel so full today. So I'm going.
Hey, Mary, before we go, let me share one story.
Sure.
I want to share an amazing experience I had with flowers years ago. I was in this little town in the northeastern part of the United States. I think we were in New Hampshire. And there's this little bitty town, and there's this bridge on the, it's just a little wooden footpath in this little town that's planted on both sides with flowers. And who plants the flowers are women and wives and family daughters of men who have served in the military, in the service. So it's just this beautiful little footpath, footbridge with flowers on both sides. I was with David's sister, my sister-in-law at the time, and we walked across the bridge, and I suggested to her something that I had learned how to do, is to interact with each flower individually. So we walked very slowly across the bridge, and we each interacted with one flower and invited that flower to share its energy with us. So we would just be with the flower, will you share your energy with me? And then we receive the energy from the flower, and we thank it, and we go on. We did this all across the bridge. So I don't know how many flowers we connected with. Then we were walking up the town, up the little street, and there was a building on the left that had a big lit-up sign that said massage. And I saw the sign that said massage, and I felt my body. And I said to Linda, oh, my God, I feel like my whole body has had a massage. There was not one tight muscle or tight anything in my body. I was completely relaxed and loose. And it was the flower energy that did that. The flower energy gave me a full body internal massage that went so deep. It was like, wow, wow. So I just share that as another offering when we are out in the world with flowers. There is so much richness in just interacting consciously and inviting that flower energy into you. It's really, really, really fabulous.
Wow, that's great.
So thank you. Thank you for letting me share that.
Sure. Thank you for sharing. Okay, everybody. I'm going to unmute the lines. We can have our chaotic goodbye. Have a wonderful month, and we'll see you in September.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much.